Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week we're talking about the story of the paralytic who is healed. And particularly your focus and your sharing in our Heartbeat is about how we should rely on the faith of others. Because yes. The story just shows us how this man's friend's faith helped him.
So it's not always rely on the faith of others. Mm. We need to have faith ourselves.
Yes.
But there are times.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
When we are very low in our faith, we're paralyzed by circumstances, things happening, whatever it could be, and we need the faith of others to help us.
Mm, mm.
And to me, that's the focus of the story.
Yeah.
Part of the story.
Yeah, no, focus. I agree. I was thinking, like, as you were sharing in the Heartbeat, the story of how the four people brought their friend to Jesus to be healed, I was thinking that there's kind of two elements to the story, or there's many, but the two ones that came to my mind was we can be the one who is the paralyzed, as you were just saying.
Yes.
And we need help at times in life to lean on others' faith. But then there are other times where, what about when we do have the faith? Well,
we're one of the four.
We're one of the four. And don't discount how much your faith
can help someone.
Can help someone else.
Yeah.
Because in every scripture where this was written and you shared, each time it has this the exact phrase, when Jesus saw their faith.
Yes.
Every time, when Jesus saw their faith.
Yes.
That's
not when Jesus saw the paralyzed man.
Mm-mm.
When Jesus saw their faith that was inside them.
Yeah.
And so even when, let it right at the end, intercessory prayer.
Mm.
When we, with our faith, bring to mind a paralyzed man, a woman in need, ourselves, relationships, work, you know, whatever it could be, because it doesn't mean that you're not praying for yourself too, but you're praying for others and the world.
Mm.
The intercessory prayer is very much you're one of the faithful people who you're bringing your things to the Lord, bringing the world things to the Lord, and he goes, because of your faith, that will be healed, that will be fixed, that will be saved, that will be done.
Yeah, so let's focus on then those four for now, just for this beginning bit. It made me think of that's the church.
Yes.
Like often we think, well, we can think, the church is the building, the place we go to on the weekend to pray. But the church is actually the people.
Yes.
And this is the church bringing their friend, or you may not think of it as your, you know, best friend, but someone, a member of their community, to Jesus. And how that's what we should be doing as the church. And yes. I include myself in that. Each of us individually, we are the church.
Yes.
And so it's up to us for us to bring others to Jesus when they can't do it themselves. You know, how often in life do we have friends or even at times ourselves where, you know, I just can't pray because life is hard at the moment, or I don't feel like it. I can't bring myself to do it. That's when we need the faith of others to pick us up and to help us. And so if I look at myself then as one of the four, I have a responsibility as someone of faith to help others when they don't have faith.
But also the four people couldn't get into Jesus because the place
the
was
crowd.
Crowded. Mm. So what did they do? They did something that was out of the ordinary, probably a little bit frowned upon. How dare you ruin the person's roof? Like with more belief and faith, knowing that if we can just get this person in front of Jesus. So that's why I talked about pushing through.
Yeah.
Push through even in some circumstances that appear to be so impossible, so, you know, so like as if there's a disruption. Oh, no, now I can't go to the healing service that I was going to go to because something, you know, the car's not working. Well, try and ring a friend so you can still go. Or, Lord, I can't go, but you could heal me right now even though I'm not going to that service. Do you know what I mean? Like that push-through attitude.
Yeah, yeah. And then if I think about the person who was the paralyzed, so let's say times in my life where I just don't have faith to believe that God can do something in my life, it reminds me or makes me think of those times when we feel like that, just to ask for the grace to remain, because so often when we're feeling low like that, that's
when
we give
up.
Yeah, or we leave the church.
Yes.
Because we don't have it in ourselves to, but this is the time that we go, you know what, God, I can't do it. You've got to send me the people. Like this is the time that we can rely on others. And for some of us, and I'm like this at times, I don't want to rely on others. I want to be able to do things myself.
I actually don't want them to know that I'm paralyzed.
Yeah. That's putting yourself in a vulnerable position.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and this paralyzed man in this situation, they knew because he was on the side of the road.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't want people to know your life situation right now, that you're struggling. So I don't want to share it with even four friends. You know what I mean? But if you can just trust in the faith of others, especially at times when you're low, because that's what the church is for, exhortation, encouragement, you know, banding together, all being Christ followers, one helping the other, one leaning on the other, dragging the other.
And it makes me also think, we know that at times the church is not like that.
Yes.
And it should be, but we know that it's not. And it makes me think even more so in those times where I am good in my faith, then how much more for me to be that to others? That's right. Knowing that it's God who provides, God who heals, like I'm not doing, you know, I can't do any of those things. But what I can do is, am I being the encouragement during those times where I am in a good season? Because then hopefully God will bless me with others who are doing that for me when I'm not.
My father showed me quite a few things over the years. When I go to Mass with him, especially early morning Mass, he'll go, oh, Joe's not here. I wonder what's happened. And he'll ring him when he gets home to see if he's all right.
Yeah.
Now, my dad is now 96 years of age. When he was 90, he was ringing all the 70-year-olds to check how they were.
Yeah.
Because he noticed they weren't at Mass. They weren't sitting in their normal seat. He would walk over and say, oh, so-and-so, it might be a family member. I know they had an eye operation. How did it go? He showed he cared. And he was in many ways not just expressing being care for or acknowledging, you know, the person in need. He was sharing his faith with them.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to see. I've noticed that more and more over the years with my dad.
I love that. Yeah.
But it's funny because he's the older one reaching out to the younger ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but he says, oh, so-and-so's not here. I wonder if he's okay, you know. And he's talking like a young man caring for an older man.
Yes, but he is the older one. And so, yeah, again, that just speaks to me so much of like how much can we do for others in our church, which helps them when they're in a difficult time in their faith by being that person who cares for them, by giving them a call, by taking them to church, by praying with them. There are so many ways. It's not just about lowering someone through a roof, but how can we bring them to Jesus?
Yes.
Or like that.
Share the love of Jesus with them.
That's what I mean. I was using the phrase bring to Jesus, but that's right. How can they show the love of Jesus?
Well, Jesus is in you, so you're bringing Jesus to them from you.
Yeah. Well, I love that story. So the weekly challenge this week, do you know, I think it'll be different
for every
depending
person.
Where we are.
Yes.
So one weekly challenge for you could be, you know what, how am I showing my faith to others this week? How am I bringing someone, calling someone who wasn't at church this weekend?
Yes.
And then the other weekly challenge is for those of us who are going through a tough time, who just had the energy maybe to turn this podcast on. Who can you go to in your church and rely on their faith right now? Let them bring you to Jesus. Yeah. So we hope that that chat has really encouraged you and blessed you this week. We look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.